Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
He started real estate investing at age 18. Fast forward 10 years later, he's surviving and thriving, even during COVID. Coming up right now. What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Take Action Low here, and welcome to another episode of the Take Action with Low show, where we talk about taking action, doing things different so that you can be better, not only in your business, but you, yourself, how to be a better you. And man, I have a young man here as a special guest. His name is Mr. Eddie Colson. I'm excited to interview this young man. But before I jump in and get him on, I just want to thank everyone. I appreciate you guys' feedback. And again, hope you guys are staying safe in the midst of everything that's going on this year. 2020 has been crazy. But I'm excited to interview this young man, Eddie, to talk about things that he's doing to continue to survive and thrive during these times. So without any further delay, Eddie, how you doing? Welcome.
What's going on, Lo? How's it going?
It's going well, man. It's going well. And you know what? I appreciate you. I know we connected on Facebook, and you hit me up, and you reminded me, you know, hey, Lo, I remember, you know, some years back in one of the free real estate wholesaling groups that myself and Iman had created, and you were in there. So, wow. And I thought about that. I was like, oh, I'm getting old. But anyway, how has it been going with you in your business?
Things has been great. You know, I've just been thriving and getting more rental properties, wholesaling, and things like that, and just helping other people do the same. So, yeah, I'm blessed and I'm grateful.
That is wonderful. So for everybody that doesn't know Eddie, share a little bit about, you know, your background, where you come from. What were you doing before you got started into real estate investing, and what led you into real estate investing?
Yeah, sure. So I got started in real estate right out of high school when I was 18. I was my goal was to become a pharmacist. I was working at Giant Pharmacy at the time. And I was reading a lot of books about Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And it all started originally when I graduated high school. My stepfather and I had an argument. It was like a heated argument to the point where he decided to kick me out. So I ended up getting kicked out. And my girlfriend at the time, her father was my boxer trainer. And she asked her family to basically, you know, let me stay at one of the properties that was at the boxing gym. So I stayed there. And while I was there, you know, my biggest thing was I didn't want to be in a position where I was homeless, because prior to being in that house, I was couch surfing with different friends and things like that. So I wanted to get my money situated correctly. And I was looking at stocks. I was looking at the different pillars of wealth and stuff like that. And Rich Dad Poor Dad came across my desk, and I started to read that book, and it really just took me over. I decided, like, okay, I wanted to really attack everything that this man was talking about with buying businesses, buying stocks, and of course, real estate investing. And that was the biggest thing that stuck out to me, because I figured if I learned how to buy properties very cheaply, then I always have a place to stay, which was, you know, very tragic at that point, because it kind of scarred me. So I was driving around, I think coming from work, and I heard on the radio that Rich Dad Poor Dad was coming to Baltimore. So I'm like, oh snap, what's going on? So I ended up going to the free seminar. After that, they ended up telling us about this strategy called wholesaling, and they sold us on a $300 training that was happening like over the weekend. So that 3-day training after that, then it turned from $300 to like $20,000 at the end. And they were like, okay, I want you to go out and find a mentor, because that's really important, whether it's with us or with someone else. So I was like, okay, well, I don't have $20,000, so I'm just going to figure out ways to find a mentor. So I ended up linking at the local Baltimore RIA. And then I came across a friend of mine, and he pointed me in the direction to somebody who was big into wholesaling. So I ended up interning at his office for like six to eight months. And at the end, he asked if I wanted to stay on, be his acquisition manager, or if I wanted to go out and do my own thing. So I said, you know, I'm just going to go out and do my own thing and see if I can, you know, get this thing done and start to close deals on my own. So ever since then, I've just been rocking and rolling. It took me 6 months to close my first deal. And it really was that law of attraction. I started watching The Secret and just getting my mindset right. And then once I got a hold of that and I started having a routine of the law of attraction, that's when I started closing deals, and it came in like three to four deals a month. So it's been a ride.
Oh man. And talk about surviving and thriving. Incredible story. Thank you for sharing that. But it's some key things that you said out of this. You know, number one, you being a young man and kind of recognizing early on, you know what, I got to do better. I need to do something different. So I think that's definitely awesome. And also the fact that you said your mindset, you did things that you knew you needed to do in order to continue to work on your mindset, and also get in an environment where you didn't have the 20,000, that didn't stop you. You continue to take action to figure out and find a way to connect and partner with people smarter than you so that you could learn. And here you are 10 years later, is that correct?
Yeah, it's been 10 years, it's crazy.
That's awesome, that's amazing. Well, congrats. And I also wanna say congrats on your YouTube channel, and I'll make sure and link it to this particular interview for everybody to check it out. But it's great seeing you do videos. I'm all in huge into videos. I think videos is probably even more important these days than ever. Not only as an entrepreneur, a business owner, but a way to stay relevant, and so that people can know you, they can connect with you, they can find you, especially, you know, sellers, buyers, and, you know, if you have any type of trainings for clients, you know, students that you can work with. So I'm huge on video. So it's great to see a YouTube channel. Talk about maybe some of the things in the last few years, or whatever time frame that's been in the last 10 years that was really difficult. And you were like, you know what, I don't know, you know, about this. Or it was a situation where you had to really focus on getting out of it and just sticking with it. Can you talk about a situation like that and how you overcame?
There's so many. I'm trying to think of one.
Right.
So when it comes, you want me to talk about real estate investing or wholesaling? Which one do you think?
Sure. You can talk about the wholesaling aspect. Absolutely.
Okay, wholesaling. I think the biggest thing with wholesaling is really having your emotions in check, and understanding that you can only control the controllables. So a lot of times we'll come across properties where it's a perfect deal, everything works out well, but there's a whole bunch of tax liens and code violations, and the seller told you that there wasn't, and you should have checked, but you didn't. Or there's times where the buyer just backs out last minute, and there's nothing you can do about it. I think the biggest thing is when, you know, I'm a people person. I love people. I love networking, and I think that I trust people very easily. So when you first start working with people, especially when I first got started, I was this young, naive guy, and sometimes I still can be like that. So, you know, I'm trusting people, and then they go behind your back, steal a deal, or just do shady stuff, not thinking about the long-term relationships as opposed to just that short-term win of a deal. So I think the biggest thing is just knowing that this is a people business. And because it's a people business, you're going to come across a lot of different types of people and characters and personalities. And you kind of, the best way to get over all of that is just to not get too emotionally involved with everything, and just focus on attracting your tribe, and just knowing that you're going to kiss some frogs, and hopefully you end up getting your prince or princess or whatever. So it's a networking thing, but you're going to come across people that you're going to have to say, okay, this is not somebody I want in my network. So I think that's the biggest thing, is it's just dealing with all different types of characters and people.
Absolutely. And I have to agree. 13, 14 years in myself now, you're exactly right. So probably some of the most challenging times was dealing with shady folks.
Yeah.
And learning the hard way, a couple of times that, boy, especially when you're trustworthy, and you kind of take people as their word, you have to learn. I know we cool, but we have to have this paperwork, contract, agreement, whatever, in place. It's got to be on lock. So that's one of the things that I had to learn myself. So yeah, that's really good. So let's talk about right now, current market. A lot of things have changed, are changing. At the time of this recording, the moratoriums and the evictions, all of that has been kind of placed on hold until the end of the year. As a landlord, is that impacting you at all with your tenants, or how's it working out?
Thankfully, my tenants have been paying rent on time. I know that there's an increase of people who aren't paying their rent.
Yeah.
I think that originally when the pandemic started, I thought that everything was going to go to hell. I thought that like it was just going to be really bad. What really scared me was like, if businesses are shutting down, will title companies shut down?
Yeah.
And if so, how are we going to close deals? Like, that was my biggest concern. Thankfully, it hasn't really been that bad as far as like title companies closing down. There's been virtual closings. People have been figuring out a way to work it out. There's definitely way more sellers that are saying, look, I need to sell this property. And there are some landlords that are filling it with tenants not paying. Thankfully, that's not me. But I thought it would be way more buyers that backed out. And there were a lot of buyers that backed out and just said, I'm going to just sit back and figure out what's happening. But weirdly enough, there was a lot of buyers that were way more aggressive. And that's how it was in my marketplace. I don't know. I know some people in Florida, they seem to be doing, worse in the real in wholesaling. But in Baltimore, I think because Baltimore is such a cheap, lower barrier of entry when it comes to acquisition, I think that people said, okay, this is an opportunity for us to buy stuff in Baltimore. And we're aggressively buying stuff in Baltimore because right now is the time to buy. So I was blessed to make more money during the pandemic, thinking that I wasn't going to make that much. And, things have been actually a lot better for my market. But I don't think that's how it is everywhere, though.
Right. Nope. I have to agree. Excuse me. With us being here in Texas, we've seen a lot more opportunities that have come, since then. And, I think with understanding the market, understanding how to market, and that's another question I want to ask you, what things are you doing to get leads? When you're able to do that, the right way, an effective way, you'll always have business or lease that's coming in. And what's one of the things that you're doing in your marketing to continue to get deals right now?
So I go after a lot of failure to pay leads. Like I do a lot of creative financing offers, and that's what I was going to lean on for the pandemic. I figured if title companies are closed and everything, I might have to just focus on lease options, go after pre-foreclosures and failure to pays. So I love failure to pays. I think that it's not, a lot of people don't know about it. It's basically like when a landlord decides to kick a tenant out and the tenant, isn't paying, they do the pay or quit. or whatever notice that you have to do within your state. And then they go to court and they fill out a failure to pay. They usually put their phone number there. And that's what I really like because I love cold calling. So they put their phone number there and they put their email address sometimes. So if they put their email address, you know, you can compile a bunch of emails. So obviously you can cold call them. You know, I like doing multiple touches different ways on the same list. So and I like landlords because they're used to payment over time arrangements. So I can come and say, hey, I'll give you, you know, X amount of dollars over X amount of years, and then create a owner finance and subject to lease option type of deal or just a straight cash offer. But if they put their email address in there, then what I can do with that email address is I can do a Facebook ad campaign using their emails, and I can do a lookalike with the Facebook as well. So Facebook works really, really well. And that's how I get the inbound. But then I like to do the outbound of actually calling them myself. And then I'll touch it off with like some letters. But I try to make the letters a smaller amount, you know, to save money, but reach out to them and have them come to me first. So those are the things that I mainly do is targeting landlords. I'm a landlord. I understand landlords. And I think that everybody has their little thing that they're into. Like some people, their personality is like, I can deal with a probate person, you know, to me, like I'll deal with it, but it's a little bit awkward for me when somebody in your family dies and I'm trying to console you and all that stuff. So, you know, it's not really my personality, but I know like one of my mentors, you know, this lady, that was her thing, probate. So she'll hug a seller and all that stuff. That's just not me. So I think that you kind of have to figure out what lead source fits to your personality, fits to your team, your way of negotiating and all that.
Oh, that's great information. Failure to pay. So with everything that's going on with the evictions and everything being on hold until I guess sometime next year, who knows, it's going to be a lot of landlords that's going to need some help. So I'm sure you're gearing up for that. I know we are here. That's one of our target or our niches. Is a landlord, but you said it right on. You hit it right on as far as the marketing. Cold calling is probably the most effective. We like to do follow up with text message marketing. Love Facebook, so we have a couple of campaigns that we're running now that's doing really well to get buyers and sellers. Because my business partner is a licensed realtor, so she handles the retail side of the business. So yeah, we've been kind of busy on both ends, but I think that's fantastic. So. I heard you say boxing, and I didn't know that you had a history in boxing. My late uncle was a boxer. And,
really?
Yeah. So golden gloves. So growing up, he used to get in trouble all the time, and my grandfather got him into boxing, straightened him up, and he became pretty good. So I'm going to ask you a question. It's not real estate related. So you got a good jab punch or uppercut. What's going on with you? Speed?
I've actually been doing martial arts. It's funny because I posted a video of me sparring, and people just like, hold on, I didn't know you spar. You look like you actually know what you're doing. I was like, it's not something I really broadcast or market or anything, but I've been doing martial arts since I was like 4 years old. Nice. With my father and just doing, you know, those type of things. And then I started wrestling in high school. And then when I graduated, that's when I started boxing. So, and I still box here in a while, but, you know, it's just something I do for fun.
I love it. No, I think that's great. I do. I'm all in the, you know, health and mental health, especially during these times. It's important, to have those things in your life and part of a routine. It sounds like that you have that working for you as well. So I appreciate you. I got one other question for you before we let you go. Number one, how can people contact you? How would you like them to contact you? If they want to know more about you, or I don't know if you have any products and services, but how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, I teach here and there. I have a small group. Like, you know, I don't really like do the thousand. I'm not trying to get like thousands of students, but I have like a small group. And, you know, I always try and qualify people to see if we're a good fit. But you can reach me on Instagram at Colson090. And you can just reach out, you know, to me on YouTube as well. You know, I'm always posting videos of different things. So and of course, Facebook and LinkedIn, I can give Lo the link so you can just, you know, send it out to your people.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's what you reach out to me.
Wonderful. And last question. I know there's going to be a lot of people and some young folks, or younger folks, that's going to be listening to this. And during this time, if you know, for those of those young people that feel hopeless and, you know, they don't have anything going on, what would you say to encourage them if they want to get started in real estate investing? What would you share with them?
I would say to get as much information as possible and focus on your mindset. I do believe that success is 80% mindset and your energy and spirituality, all that good stuff, and 20% the actual strategy of doing whatever it is to get money. So 20% of it is the information of wholesaling, and 80% of it is your mentality. So focus a lot of your attention on your self-esteem, being motivated, the law of attraction, focusing on what you want, being positive and grateful already. And then find a mentor. There's so many people out here mentoring. It shouldn't be hard to find one when it comes to mentoring. And there's so many groups, Facebook groups, so many meetups. You can go to the meetups and network with other people. One thing that I love about not just wholesaling, but real estate in general, is that it's a community where people can help each other. Like if I had a salon and the people across the street have a salon, I can't go to the people across the street and say, hey, let's mastermind and have a meetup and talk about how we can make our salons better. Like, no, like, you know, you're my competition. I can't, you know, I mean, I don't want you knowing my stuff. But in real estate, we can all work together. We can all do JV deals. We can all, you know, figure out how we can add value. So I think that that's the cool thing about being in real estate. So use that to your advantage and ask a bunch of questions and be humble and grateful. So that's the best thing I can give. Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. Well said. Well said. So if you listen to this, go back and listen to it again. So Eddie has shared some fantastic information. Eddie, thank you so much. I appreciate your continued success. Guys, make sure you go out and share this. Make sure you click the link below and subscribe. As always, I appreciate you. And until the next time, take action.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.